Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Brian calling from York, South Carolina.
Hey, Brian, how are things in York?
Doing well.
Brian, what do you do there?
I'm a stay-at-home dad during the day, and I work at Starbucks at night.
You work at Starbucks at night?
I do.
Can as an insider there at Starbucks, can you tell me what is the secret behind their astounding success?
I can't.
You can't tell me. You're saying that there is a secret, but you can't tell me what it is.
That's true.
Will they kill you?
I'm not... maybe.
That's a little scary. All right, well, welcome to the show, Brian.
Thrilled to be here. Thanks.
Now, you're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Brian's topic?
It is the must-have. Can't wait. I will take you down right here in the aisle of this Target if you don't give me that lady toy of the season.
Every year, there's one toy that captures the imaginations of children all across the world. Tickle Me Elmo, Furby, Al Jazeera Barbie. But this week, we read about a new out-of-this-world toy already causing a sensation. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories about the latest must-have plaything. Choose the true story, you'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to play?
Absolutely.
First up, let's hear from Angela Nissel.
Do your children get upset that Daddy never shows up at birthday time? This year, turn those tears into smiles by giving them the Deadbeat Dad board game. The Deadbeat Dad game is marketed to ages 6 and up. Players roll dice and race their daddy game pieces to the finish while trying to avoid pitfalls like wage garnishment, paternity tests, and being dumped by their new trophy wives. Tisha Crump, the game's creator, said she developed the game as a way to get her 8-year-old son to open up about his feelings towards his absentee father. After seeing her son's enjoyment of the game, Crump realized she had a hit and struck up a deal with several independent Gary, Indiana bookstores to stock the game in their children's section. Retailers say the game is selling well, but not everyone is pleased. Charles Stiles of Indiana's Dads for Custody Law Reform denounced the game as just another method that bitter ex-wives can use to turn children against their fathers.
The Deadbeat Dad game. Under Christmas trees, perhaps, this holiday season. Your next story comes from Tom Baudette.
Baby boomers had candy cigarettes and bubblegum cigars to introduce them to the sinful pleasures of the times. Now Caribou Junior Barista, a fully functional quarter-scale espresso bar being rolled out at the coffee cellar in time for the holidays, can give kids a taste of today's Uber vice. It's the easy-bake oven of the 21st century, said marketing director Susie Amundsen. Today's Susie Homemaker is pumping double-shot Americanos in her kitchen far more than she's making cupcakes. Concerned parent groups in Seattle, where the junior barista was introduced last month for test marketing, have filed a formal protest with Caribou officials, claiming this is the Joey Camel of big coffee. There were reports of over-caffeinated children acting out in schools, staying awake all night, and skipping breakfast in favor of playing barista for the family. My 8-year-old was serving triple-shot frozen slushies to my toddler, reported one parent who tried to return her machine. It was like being trapped in a house with the Tasmanian devil.
The Caribou Barista Junior Kids Home Coffee Bar Playset.
Choking on irony here.
Yeah. And your last story of a new toy comes from Amy Dickinson.
There are little girls who want Tickle Me Elmo, but according to an English retail chain, there are also little girls who want Tickle Me Elmo. For all of those second graders in your life who might want to get a little sexy for Christmas, England's giant department store Tesco is offering a pole dancing kit for the little girls. Just like the pole the strippers used in Disney's classic children's film, Teeny Tiny Itsy Bitsy Showgirls. The box of the stripper kit urges tiny sex pots to unleash the sex kitten inside. A sexy garter belt and a DVD demonstrating sexy dance moves is also included. Surprisingly, family groups have condemned the toy, calling it depraved and dangerous. Not surprisingly, the store now admits they made a terrible mistake. The stripper set was shelved with the toys and games, and it's now been moved to the fitness section.
All right, then. Let me review your choices. So it is possible that under your very Christmas tree this holiday season, you might find, or non-denominational bush, I don't know, you might find one of these from Angela Nissel, the Deadbeat Dad board game, from Tom Baudet, the Caribou Brand Barista Junior Coffee Bar, presumably quarter scaled, or from Amy Dickinson, a pole dancing kit for your very own little girl. So, which of these is the real toy?
Wow. Well, you know, I don't think I could possibly pick anything other than number two.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Your choice then is Tom's story of the half-size little coffee bar for kids. Well, we actually spoke to somebody who is in the business of selling this particular toy.
The Peekaboo Pole Dancing Kit is a at-home dancing kit that it's clearly labeled that it's for adult use only and obviously not a product for any child or youngster.
That was Ty Knutson, the U.S. distributor for the Peekaboo Pole Dancing Kit, telling us how shocked he was that the Tesco store of Great Britain was marketing it as a kid's toy. I'm sorry, Brian, but Amy, in fact, had the true story.
Well, that is profoundly disturbing.
Isn't it, though? Well, you didn't win, but you did earn a point for Tom for his remarkably prescient bluff.
Indeed. About,
well, thank you, Brian. If Starbucks comes out with one of these things, I want royalties, okay?
I'll make sure.
All right, Brian. Thank you so much for playing with us.
Thank you. Come back to Charlotte soon.
We will. We love it there. Thanks so much.
Thanks.